Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we'll discuss how the United Soybean Board and Soy Checkoff are working to add value to U.S. soybeans and help ensure a strong and profitable future for U.S. soybean farmers. The Soybean Checkoff was created in 1991 as a way for soybean farmers to invest in the future of their industry through research, market development, and value-added initiatives. Ultimately, the checkoff's goal is clear and simple: to improve the profitability prospects for every soybean farmer. Keith Tapp is a Kentucky soybean farmer and vice chair of the United Soybean Board. He realized early on that the checkoff was making a difference for his and other farms.
Well, I don't just feel like it's important. I know that it is, even prior to coming on the board. Checkoff money has been spent, or invested, I should say, in programs that have helped us to grow over the years and maintain and develop markets that have helped increase the price of soybeans.
The checkoff has funded a wide range of initiatives over the decades. Keith says the investments focused on identifying and capturing value for soybean farmers are clearly making a difference.
I'll just tell you currently what we're doing. We're trying to add value to the volume. I mean, we've got production up. We've worked on that for years, but we're looking to add value to it through our meal. We're also looking at a stronger oil content for users, and as well as just we remain sustainability. We've proven that. I think all three of those things are three key components of what we're doing to help.
Research is a significant part of the checkoff mission, and it has led to a number of achievements focused on adding value for soybean farmers. Here's Nancy Cavazanjian, a director on the United Soybean Board and a farmer from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
The checkoff finds gaps in research, makes sure we fill the gaps, and then we make sure the farmers are aware of that by educating them about what we're doing, that this is available, and the value of that to them. That should always be our goal. You're going to get paid more for a higher quality product than you are for producing a commodity crop. So the more we can move from a commodity crop to a value-added product, the better off we are as farmers.
The United Soybean Board has been paying a lot of attention to the value of the components of the soybean, the oil and the meal. This strategic approach will eventually lead to even greater added value by diversifying targeted uses for those components.
The other thing we can do is to look at specialty uses of meal. So we take what was a commodity bean and we are making it more valuable. Maybe there's a specific protein that we can amplify through biotechnology that is better for chickens. Maybe there's another way we can breed a bean that is better for fish. So if we focus on the component value of it, we can look for value-added products there.
The current checkoff rate is 0.5% of the market price of each bushel of soybeans sold each season. Keith Tapp would like every soybean farmer who invests in the checkoff, and that's every soybean farmer, to better understand the dividends that their investments are paying.
I wish that they knew and could see the impact that we have, not only domestically with the innovation that we've gone through and the development of new products, but especially what we're also doing overseas. You know, we have a lot of end users that we are continually working with and trying to get more beans moved from our farm to their areas. So I think there's probably something lost there that farmers may not realize exactly how important the checkoff is.
Thanks to Keith Tapp and Nancy Cavazanjian, directors on the United Soybean Board, for sharing their thoughts on the value of the soybean checkoff. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the United Soybean Board on behalf of the Soy Checkoff by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.